We're reading through the book of Acts. We are in chapter 9 of the book of Acts. If you don't have a Bible with you, it would be useful to look in a Bible. There's one at the end of every row. And so we're in chapter 9 of the book of Acts. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then the book of Acts. Here's what the Word of God says to us this morning. Starting at verse 32. Now, as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down to the saints who lived at Lydda. Do you know where Lydda is? When you read a story, do you figure, oh, he went from there to there? So we've got a map, and it's pretty much, here is the Sea of Galilee, and all the way down the Jordan River to the Dead Sea, and here is Jerusalem. That's a city that you know about because you read about it in the news. And then over here, right about there, is going to be Tel Aviv. Lydda is here. So Peter is going back and forth. He goes wherever he goes. He went to the town of Lydda. And now you know where it is in the Mediterranean Sea here. When you look at Israel, Lydda, really close to Jerusalem. Not far from where Jesus lived and ministered, coming back and forth between these two places. Really close to the Dead Sea. It's a real place. This is history. This isn't fairy tales. So Peter went to this real place, Lydda, and there he found a man named Aeneas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. I want to ask you now to recall any time you've known someone who was sick and who was in a bed for any period of time. And maybe it was you, or maybe it was someone you knew. The difficulty in getting up and out of that bed. The reality of the physical therapist coming and saying, hey, we want to keep your strength up while you're in here so that when you leave, you can. This is a person who was bedridden for 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Now I think maybe... He says, because he knows, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed. And immediately he rose. And all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him. Where's Sharon? It's just the plain all surrounding Lydda. It's a flat area of land. So not just in the town, but everyone around, word got around. How did the word get around? Someone must be telling the story. Sharon and Lydda, they saw him and they turned to the Lord. Now, there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha. Where's Joppa? Right? It's easy. It's just, there's Lydda, there's Joppa. Tel Aviv is an inch above Joppa, real world Tel Aviv right now, and Joppa right next to it. You look for it on Google Maps, it's spelt with F's instead of P's. Jaffa. Do you like Jaffa cakes? Jaffa. Peter goes there, and he goes to Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. And I don't really, they kind of translated one language into another language, neither of which is my language. And I seem to remember as kids calling people Dorcas, and it was like, you're a dork, right? So you gotta lose that. Here's Tabitha. She was full of good works and acts of charity. So what good is that? Good works and acts of charity. What is the purpose of that? What is the cause of that? This is how she was known, though. Good works and acts of charity. In those days, she became ill. Keep in mind that the scripture at the beginning of verse 36 tells us she was a disciple. So there is an identity there. And in addition, it tells us something about the disciple. In those days, she became ill, in verse 37, and died. Not went into a coma. Not was really, really sick and near the point of, it says, and died. Okay? Now, in your head, is the glass under the nose steaming up? Did they take the side of the hand and put a pin into it? Because, well, you know, when people are dead, you want to make sure they're dead, because if you bury them and they're not dead, what a mistake. They know how to tell if someone's alive. These are not primitive people with no science. This is a dead person. The scripture tells you, they died. Is the scripture true? Is the scripture human literature that's subject to misunderstanding? and you know, just believing things out of nowhere. The scripture tells you she died. So she was dead. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room because they didn't have funeral parlors. So your house was a funeral parlor. Now, since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. Someone called, someone answered, and now these people have Peter. When he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood behind him, weeping, showing tunics and other garments that Tabitha had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside. Look at the banners that she made. Look at all the good things she did. She was so good, Peter. Look at her product. I assure you, she was more than that if the Bible calls her a disciple. But there was fruit of her work. There was generosity. There was time spent apparently blessing others and appreciated by everyone around. But Peter put them outside, and he knelt down and prayed. Do you see the ministry at work here? Do you see the fruit of the ministry there? She's nice. She's wonderful. Please leave. And now I'm going to get down to business with God. That's what this scripture is telling us. Turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." Do you recognize the audacity of the thing, except for the power of God? At work in a man who knows when the power of God is present to work mightily and miraculously. Do you perceive in the preaching of this word the power of God that is present now, and the Holy Spirit that is enlightening your heart and your mind to understand these words? And are you as serious in this moment as you imagine Peter would have been serious when he was looking for the dead to rise? Because this preaching act is so that the dead will rise today. And Peter in that room, speaking to a dead body, is so that the dead might rise that day. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. When I went to Lily's house to speak to George, as he laid there with his mouth open and very skinny and breathing labored, and they said, "Dad, Dave's here. The minister's here." I'll tell you what, he woke up and he lifted his head and he said, "Hi. Hi. Yeah. Yeah." He was in his last days. He was at the end of his strength. But I understand, and you understand, when you go and you greet somebody and they see you, they're like, "Oh, hi." It doesn't matter who you are. You will practically get as close as you're physically able to hosting someone who's come to visit you if you're that type of person who poured herself out on behalf of others and is known for these good works. She saw him and she got up. That's her character. And he gave her his hand, and he raised her up. And then calling the saints and the widows, he presented her alive. Everybody out. Everybody out. Here, everybody. Here's Tabitha. She's back. Here's your friend alive.